This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock's proposed budget for 2022 banks on the city's continued economic recovery from COVID-19. The plan is about 12% higher than this year's $1.3 billion budget, putting it near pre-pandemic levels. But Hancock is concerned about a ballot initiative to reduce sales tax. He says that would cost the city $80 million in tax revenue. If city council approves the plan, people would pay double at parking meters in the city. Pitkin County is requiring people to wear masks again in all indoor public spaces starting today. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Masks are now required for everyone 2 years and up, regardless of vaccination status, in all indoor public spaces. Businesses and facilities can apply to the county for a masking exemption if they choose to make vaccines mandatory for employees and guests. According to the CDC, Pitkin County's rate of COVID-19 transmission is currently high, like in almost all of Colorado. The county says it will keep its mask requirement until its transmission rate drops significantly. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And a red flag warning is still in effect for parts of the Western Slope, the Central Mountains, and near Estes Park, areas that have high fire danger potential. The National Weather Service expects these hot, dry, and breezy conditions to continue into tonight. In Grand Junction, it's 87 degrees. In Aspen, 74. In Denver, it's currently just above 90 degrees. This is CPR News.